What is going on, beautiful people? Today, we're talking about why narcissistic people rarely ever root for you. Why they don't ever just cheer you on and root for your success. If you're new here, my name is Lee Hammock. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. Boom. So yes, absolutely. Yes, 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 yes. Narcissistic people, the narcissist in your life, toxic person in your life, whoever, you know, they tend to be the biggest haters. Let's just say it. Let's just get it out there in the open. The narcissist in your life is a hater. One of the biggest haters you're probably ever going to encounter in your life. They might seem like they're rooting for you. When we first got together, they were the most, they rooted for me, they admired me, they just wanted me to be the best that I could be. But now they never clap for me. They ruin all my celebrations. They always make excuses for why I am successful and they haven't made it as far. There's always something going on. I don't feel supported in this relationship because...
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The narcissist in your life, toxic person in your life, is your biggest hater. Narcissists compete with you. That's what they do. Narcissistic, toxic people compete with you on a daily basis. They just do, y'all. It can be more than daily. It can be life basis. Probably not, you know, but it's for the entirety of your lifetime. They will compete with you and not root for you. That's the difficult part about being a narcissistic person. I'm dealing with a narcissistic person because that's what they'll do. They'll feign like they root you on. At the beginning of the relationship, they might be your biggest supporter. They root for you. But then as success starts to, you know, as you start to get a head of steam and you start to become a little bit more successful, they start hating on you. They start pulling you back because they compete with you. Yo, you are the narcissist in your life, toxic person in your life, whatever, you know, is your biggest competitor. They look at you as competition. They might have started off as your significant other, but now they are your significant competition. They compete with you. Everybody in the life of a narcissist is their competition because everybody in the life of a narcissist has the ability to uniquely make that narcissist feel insecure in some way, shape, or form. But narcissistic people tend not to want to show our insecurities. So you know what we do? We project this facade of confidence. You know, the illusion that we are super extremely confident people in some way, shape, or form. We want people to think that we are confident. You know, we want people to think that we have it all, we have it all figured out. We have all our stuff together, right? That's what we want. That's what we want people to think. But we know that that's rarely the truth of dealing with a narcissistic person. They might have their stuff together financially or on the outside, but the inside is constant turmoil and telling ourselves that we are not doing enough, that we haven't achieved enough, that we haven't became enough just yet, right? That's what the constant inner turmoil does to narcissistic people. So if we have this inner turmoil, we project it outwardly towards you. So in order to make ourselves feel better, we need to somehow, some way, shape, or form, put you down or put ourselves above you. You know, they start making excuses for why you are where you are and they are not what they are. You know, even if they're, yeah, and this is going to sound stupid, and this is going to sound, I know it's going to sound ridiculous, and it's going to sound stupid, but even if that narcissistic person has a certain level of external success, they will still compete with you. And I know what people are going to say, well, Lee, some competition is healthy competition. Yes, there is a such thing as healthy competition amongst partners, amongst siblings, amongst everybody, right? Friends, whatever. There's healthy competition, but very rarely do narcissists, participate in a healthy form of competition. They're trying to hold you back. They're trying to make you feel inconsiderate. They're trying to hurt your feelings. They're trying to make you feel a certain type of way. You know, they just are. This is part of it. You know, this is part of the mindset. They compete with you. If I'm competing with you, I always want to make myself feel superior. I always want to find a way to win in these situations. That's my mindset. I need to find a way to win. I have to win in every single situation. I have to at least position myself as the victor. You know, I have to at least make it look like I'm winning. I gotta at least posture like I have a victory going on, you know. I gotta at least act like it, because if I don't act like it, I don't feel it, you know. So I have to put you down. And I know I know it sounds ignorant because even if I'm successful, because I know my success is not going to feel like enough for me, I still need to compete, you know. Because internally, most narcissists are unhappy with themselves, with others. We are unhappy. Like we don't think that anything that we do is enough. Right. Because that's why we're always after something. That's why it seems like we're always after more. You have enough, Lee. No, I don't. There's always another level. You know, just like in my mind, matter of fact, not a program. It's a website I use to help on my YouTube channel. It's called VidIQ. Right. It just helps out with like video ideas and people that are in the same niche as you. You can put together a competitors tab on VidIQ, so you can see everybody who's making videos within your niche, how many followers they got, how many videos they posted. Like, it's literally called competitors. So I compete every day when I look at that. Like, what are my competitors doing? You know, even I'm not trying to put people down, y'all. You should see, because I am in therapy. I've been working on myself for over 6 years now. I've been putting in the work in psychotherapy for over 6 years. So there's a part of me that I feel good about in this space right here. So I don't need to compete with people on that level. I compete. It's like healthy competition for me. But I can see how other people would see somebody have a successful video, right? And I can do a video better. So they would try to bring the other person down. They are trying to, like, there's some other self-aware narcissists on here or out there in the real world. They compete with me, but they're trying to simultaneously bash my name at the same time. Rarely ever hear me bring up somebody else's name and just like, don't follow this person. There's people who literally would just tell you in the video, I wouldn't follow Lee Hammer. He's what we're talking about. Follow me and say it. Like, they will hate. They your biggest haters. And I was like, again, y'all, you've never heard me say, don't follow this person. They're a liar. They're a cheater. You never hear me say that. I just like, be careful who you follow. You know, because that's what you should be careful who you follow, even following me, you know. I don't just make it seem like I'm on the outside looking into this space, but narcissistic people compete and they try to pull you down. You know, they're like, if we're on the same rope, right? If you're on the same rope as that narcissist, if y'all both climbing the same rope because y'all are siblings or partners or whatever, or significant others, y'all climbing that same rope and you're ahead of them, instead of just like waiting to, instead of like timing it together so y'all can climb together, they'll start grabbing your body parts and pushing you down so they can surpass you, or at least feel like they surpass you in some way, shape, or form. That's how a lot of narcissists do. You know, that's how a lot of narcissists do. It really, really is. So that's why I tell people, like, this is the space that you fall into. When you're dealing with a narcissistic person, you're going to have a competitor that tries to put you down, that ruins your success, that ruins celebrations of your success because they're jealous. That competition does stem from a place of jealousy as well. They'll be jealous of you. You know, they will absolutely be jealous of you. And that jealousy drives them crazy. You know, I could be doing more. Like, you will have a splash of success and they'll be like, I should be doing more. that's the entitlement makes them feel like they deserve more just because they are themselves. Like, they haven't put any type of extra work in. They haven't worked on themselves. They haven't done anything else, but they deserve more, right? They'll tell you, I deserve more. I feel like I deserve more. I should be higher in this world. But just entitlement, a sense of entitlement, delusions of grandeur. I'm supposed to be successful just because I am me. Not because I've earned it. I am me. So I am me. So I deserve success. That's the mindset that a lot of narcissists will fall into. I am me, so I deserve success. And I'm better than you, so I deserve success, even if I haven't put the work in. Even if I don't have the qualifications, even if I don't have the education, I was always try to compete with you. You know, yeah, you got a promotion at your job, but your job is you sit down in the office all day. I'm out there working on my hands. My job's more important than yours. What? We commingle funds. Like, we are married. We are partners. Like, what the hell? Why does it matter what my job does? Like, every dollar that I make goes into our joint account. We spend it together. We grind together. Well, I'm just saying. My job is, I work with my hands and I'm on my feet all day, so you can't get nothing to complain about. My job is better. I'm just, you know, mine, and I don't have to go to school to get no fancy degree to do my job. You had to. So my job even cares about me more. They don't even have the standing. They don't even have to, you know, they don't make me have to do anything. I can do anything I want to do here. What? And that's the mindset that some narcissistic people will have in order to build themselves up, to make themselves feel like they're doing better with their lives and with themselves. That's how it goes right there. I know how it sounds. This is me acknowledging that I know it sounds dumb, but that's what goes on in the mind of a lot of narcissistic people. And I was one of them. You know, I'm not trying to make it seem like, oh, I'm just the best narcissist. I'm just a heel. No, I'm also a diagnosed narcissist. I know how tough it is. You know, that's why I don't try to come down on a lot of other narcissists. But sometimes the critique is deserved. You know, sometimes the critique is absolutely deserved. Narcissistic abuse isn't a thing. Show me the narcissists that are not being abusive. They don't mean to. That's a whole nother topic, y'all. That's a whole nother dynamic that we can slide into in another video. But y'all, I'm super thankful for y'all. I'm glad y'all are here. Be safe. Take care of yourselves. And you know, tomorrow is Valentine's Day. So Valentine's Day special video will be coming out tomorrow. Y'all be safe. Take care of yourselves. And of course, mental illness is out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video. You are a mental healness rock star, and I appreciate you for being here. If you haven't already, make sure to click on the screen to subscribe to the channel and watch another one of my videos in my playlist. There's also a link available up here for you to purchase my kid's book, Remember It's Not Your Fault, on Amazon. So check that out. Thank you. I will see you in the next video. Peace.